Parashas Shoiftim. The first pasuk starts off, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein lecho b'chol shorecho asher Hashem lakecha noisein lecho l'shvatecho v'shoftu esom mishpat tzedek. That there's a mitzvah to point judges that shoiftim v'shoitrim, that's like the policemen that enforce the law, titein lecho b'chol shorecho and all the shorim and all the cities that you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to appoint shoiftim v'shoitrim. And the shoftu esam mishpat tzedek, they will judge the people mishpat tzedek. The Rashi brings down shoiftim, that's dayonim ha'poskim mesadin. That's the judges that give the psak, they tell you exactly what is the halacha, what you're supposed to do. V'shoitrim, that's horoidim esam acha mitzvosam. Those are the ones like the policemen that enforce the law. The makel of ritzuah chichab lola vezdin ha'shoifit. They hit you until you accept the law that the shofet told you to do. And b'chol shorecha, Rashi says, b'chol ir v'ir. Every single city has to have its own shofet, its own bezdin. And it's interesting, the Yohar Chaim brings down from the psikta that says, Rebbe Lezer ben Shemua Oimer, im yesh shoitrim, yesh shoftim. If you have the policemen to enforce the law, then there's a mitzvah to have the shoftim, to have the bezdin. But in Ein Shoitrim, if you do not have the possibility to enforce the law, Ein Shoiftim, then there's no mitzvah to have a bezdin. So he explains, Akan Advorim Mechichim, Shem Ein Shoitrim Ein Chiyev Mitzvah Shoiftim. If you do not have the possibility, the policeman, to enforce the law, then there's no mitzvah of the Shoiftim. So he comes out and he says, the Rechaim, that if you would know for sure that people would not listen to the bezdin, then there's no mitzvah to have the bezdin. So I call upon him, the mitzvah is to have a bezdin and to have the shoitrim to make sure that people do listen to the halacha. Now we know there are three different types of a bezdin. There's the bezdin hagodol that's in Yerushalayim, that's made out of 71. It's really made out of 70, and there's one appointed above them all, which is usually called the nasi. He's like the head. Then you have the bezdin shalchav gimel, which is, that's the mitzvah deraisa here, to should be appointed in all the cities. And they have the koyach, the paskin, dine nefashos, to kill somebody. And then you have the bezdin shal shleisha, and Rabbeinu Bachaya said, that's only metakonas chachomim heim. Shemamidim oisim bir, shein bo chof, kuf chof Yisraelim. If you don't have 120 Yisraelim living there, then there's no mitzvah mediraisa to have a bezdin of chof gimel, but rather just metakonas chachomim, there's a mitzvah to have a bezdin shal shleisha. Mashenkin, once you have 120 Yisraelim living there, then you have the mitzvah midiraisa to make sure there's a bezdin of chav gimel in that city. And the chinuch explains that the sherish of this mitzvah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to start off keeping his halachis machmas eima. Hey, so if you have fear, if you're afraid of the judge, you're afraid of the shoitrim, that's going to cause you to be rogel in doing the mitzvahs. In other words, they're going to tell you what you're supposed to do, they're going to tell you what you're not allowed to do, and you're going to have to listen to them. Because if you don't listen to them, they're going to like beat you up. So it's going to start off machmas yira, you're going to start to do mitzvahs. And he says, from this will come out to be a teva, will come out to be normal for you to do it machmas ava. Like he says, just like k'moy shehateva yachriach hodem l'mashu mavakish, your teva, your character, forces you to do things what you want to, is kena hergel, when you get used to doing something many, many times, that choyze boy kein teva, that also makes a character part of you to make you do toif. So it starts off to have the shaitrim, that you'll start listening to them, machmas the fear of them, and eventually come out, you want to do it machmas ava, you're going to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's interesting, even though this mitzvah is really only bizman that is Eretz Yisrael, and bizman there's yesmicha, which is only in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, now we don't have smicher anymore, so the chur, this mitzvah mediraisa does not apply anymore. Still, the chinuch says, v'yesh lo'nu l'lmoid mizeh, we should learn out from this mitzvah, sha'af al-pi she'en lo'nu ha'yoyim b'avneseinu smuchim, even though today we do not have any bezdin, that's a somuch, still he says, she'yesh l'chol kohol l'chol she'bechol mokim l'manais b'neyem k'sas min ha'tevim shvem, she'yibem koyach ha'kulum l'achrichem b'chol, that still there's an Indian to appoint somebody in each city, in each community, that he should be above them all to take care of the matters of halacha, nageya to mamin, nageya to other things, to put them on the right derech. Like still, you should have a rav in the city that he should want to paskin the shailas to tell people exactly what to do. Now, the Rabbeinu Bechai explains what's the smichus. Why does this mitzvah of shayftim come right after the parsha of the end of Re'eh, which was talking about the mitzvah of Gimel Regolim, that there's a mitzvah to go to the Beis Hamikdash and all three Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And he says, because really we know there's the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, the 71. And people go up to Yerushalayim on all the Yom Tovim. So people may think, why do I have to have a Beis Din? In my city, all my questions, all my shalas I have, I'll store them up, I'll write them down. And when I go to Yerushalayim to go Eilu Regal on Pesach or on Shavuos, on Sukkot, then I'll ask all my questions to the Beis Din HaGadol. So the Torah is telling us, no, don't think like that. You should know, Shayftim v'Shayftim Titein L'cho. You need it for yourself every single day, like you need a Beis Din. You have to ask questions every single day. Don't just say, I'll make a list, and eventually at the end I'll ask all my questions. Questions come up every single day, and you have to know every single day what's the right way. What's the right way to do the mitzvahs? What's averus to stay away from? So Torah is teaching us, no, you have to have Shayftim v'Shayftim every single day to put you on the right way. And then in Pasuk Chof it says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof, you should run after Tzedek, justice, Laman Tichye, in order that you should live, V'yarash, the authorities, you'll inherit Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem Lakech, Noisim Loch, that Hashem gives us. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Laman Tichye of Yerashta, in order that you should live and inherit Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, from a Sefri, that kedayhu mino hadayonim, it's worth it for this mitzvah to appoint dayonim. It's the mitzvah of shaytrim v'shaytrim, haksherim lahachyos es Yisrael ulohayshivim al admosam. It's kedai this mitzvah of appointing shaytrim to keep Yisrael alive and to keep Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, what's so great about this mitzvah of shaytrim v'shaytrim, that because of this mitzvah, Klal Yisrael will stay alive and inherit Eretz Yisrael? And also, what's the double lashon of Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof? Why does it say twice, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof? And the Divrei Yecheskel wants to explain this, like the Medrash says here. The Medrash says, Omer Reb Elozer, Im yesh din, ein din. V'yim ein din, yesh din. If there is a judgment, then there's no judgment. But if there's no judgment, then there is judgment. Ma kein, what does this mean? El Omer Reb Loza, Im yesh din lamato, ein din lamala. That means if lamata here on this world, we make our own judgment, then in Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to make his judgment. That's what the Medrash says. And the pshat is that if Klal Yisrael takes care of themselves, they give themselves their own judgment, like if you do an Avera, you do some punishment to yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it as if that's the punishment, and he will not have to give you a punishment in Shemayim. But if you do not make a Beis Din on this world, you do not take care of what you do wrong, then in Shemayim they're going to have to give you a Din. So he wants to say that's the double lashon of Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. In other words, if we do Tzedek on this world, we do Mishpat. If we do something wrong, we punish ourselves. When we do things, we watch what we're doing. So if we do tzedek on this world, that's going to make it that in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch is also going to give us midas hachesed, midas hatzdokah. And it will be mevatel his din in Shemayim. So he wants to explain that's also what Rashi means. Tidayu mina hadayonim. That we have dayonim on this world, and we paskenois, we give up psak, that if we do something wrong, what we deserve, so HaKadosh Baruch does not have to have his midas of din. And to like to punish us in Shemayim, rather we only need to get what Beis Din tells us here. So Mela, that's going to keep us in Eretz Yisrael. That will keep away from us the din of Shemayim, and we'll only have the din Boretz, and therefore Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to stay in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that if we take care of the midas ha-din, of the punishment, of the judgment on this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim does not have to give us din anymore. He will only go kesed with his midas of Rachmonis, with his midas of chesed, and the Mele, he'll keep Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and he'll keep Klal Yisrael alive, because that's the rutzman HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's only because of the du averis that then the midus adin says there has to be punishment, there has to be destruction to Klai Yisrael, Teret Yisrael. So the way to keep away the midus adin of Shemayim is the fact that we have our own midus adin, our own judgment on this world. So when we have shayfim b'shayfim, we have judges to take care of us, they give us the psak din, then in Shemayim, Hashem does not have to give us his psak din, his midas hadin, but rather only with rachamim and with chesed, Ramele will be zeichet to live long and stay in Eretz Yisrael. Now it's Yidua that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say that this mitzvah of shaytim v'shaytrim, even though the mitzvah is to appoint the bezdin, but really it applies to every single yochid, every single person, that a person has to be a dayan, the judge over himself. He has to give himself his own din. You have to sit down to think and be mizbeinin what you are doing right, what you are doing wrong, and what you deserve for doing these things wrong, and how you're going to fix yourself up, and now you're going to put yourself on the right derech. So every person really has to be his own dayan to take care of himself. And really, the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Tzatzal, wanted to say that's Pshan, this first pasuk that it says, Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cho. That is a mitzvah to have the judges titein l'cho to give to you. What's this lashon of l'cho? An extra word here, titein l'cho to you. It's not like to you to call yochid v'yochid. This is a mitzvah on the tzibur, that the whole community has to have a bezdin. What's this lashon of titein l'cho, mashma for every single yochid l'cho to you? So he also wanted to explain that the inyan to have shayftim is to teach us the right ways and to stop doing the bad ways. Now doing bad, what we do begoli, when everybody sees what we're doing bad, it's possible for the shayfet, the dayan, to tell us we're doing something wrong. However, what's going to be with the averis we do in our leiv? That we do b'seiser, nobody knows about it. Only you yourself know what you're doing wrong. The taivis you have, the yetzahara you have, nobody else knows about it, only you. So who's going to tell you to make yourself better? That's what the pasuk is saying now. Shayftim v'shayftim, really, he says, the reason Tzal learns Pshan, the pasuk in Mishlei, that the pasuk says, L'adas chochmo musar. You should know chochmo and musar. So he says, what's called chochmo, what's called musar? So the reason Tzal said that chochmo means yediyas ha-dayonim. It means to know the psak halacha, what the dayonim will tell you. That's called chochmo. Or musar? That's what the person himself has to realize, he himself, how bad it is to go against the Torah. So, Musa means for you yourself to fix up how you yourself don't act the right way. So he wants to say that pshat from Shayftim b'Shayftim. That Shayftim, that's connected Chochmah. The judges, they'll tell you exactly what they see you doing wrong, they'll tell you, and encourage you to do the right way. The shaitrim, that goes connected musar, means every single person has to really be his own shaitr, has to take care of himself, to work on his own midas, his own yetzara, his own hidden titus. That's why the pasuk says, titein l'cho, means every single person has to put inside him this inyan of a shayfet and a shaitr, to watch over yourself, to be a judge over yourself. This is like Rabbi Yisrael Slant used to say, that every person really is his own din, his own dayan. And before now, we're holding by Rosh Chodesh Elul, that Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Chodesh of Elul, that's the Zman of Esoris, to prepare a person for Rosh Hashanah for the Yom HaDin. Now this Medrash is a tremendous chus on Klai Yisrael to protect yourself from the Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. That this Medrash says that if there's Yesh Din, Ein Din, that means if we take care of ourselves, and we give ourselves our own psak din. That means even not, we don't have a bezdin, but we ourselves know exactly what we're doing wrong, the things we think bad, the machshavas rois that we have, the yetzara that we have. And if a person thinks into it and gives himself his own din, he puts his own punishment upon himself, he teaches himself, and he tries to make himself better. In other words, he passes himself that he's wrong, and now he's going to start doing the right way. If you act like this, then you should know Minash Shemayim, they do not have to give you a din. So in Shemayim, Hashem will not have to give you the midas adin, the bad punishment you get from Shemayim. But rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu would rely on the din that you yourself are giving yourself. And we know what a person does to himself is much more rachmonis, will be much more lenient. So therefore, this is an inyan to start working during Chodesh Elul, which is that every person should start being his own dayan, his own judge over himself, to really be misbein and think into what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong, and whatever you're doing wrong, to start to work on it to make it right. And this is also one of the reasons why the Chum made a takona to blow the shofar every day on Chodesh Elul. Really, like the Rambam says, that afal pi shetkiya shofar gzeras hakosiv, of a remez yesh boi kloima, from oru yishonim mishinaschem, that the shofar is something that wakes us up. It's supposed to wake us up to start to do tshuva. Like we're saying, the way to do tshuva is that a person should be his own dayan, to look into his own actions, to make sure what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong. Now, really, the Mr. Meliel talks about this, that even though you have to look over yourself with saying there are certain things that you think bad, your machshava, your inside, your besaser, that other people do not know about it, so therefore you have to be a judge about it, but it doesn't mean you should give your own judgment. Like, a person always has to realize that a person is a nageya bedover. In other words, upon yourself, a person doesn't like to see bad. You always try and answer yourself that what I'm doing is right. And realize the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yates that loisata mishpat, don't put judgment to the side. Loisake ponim, don't respect somebody. Loisikach sheichet, don't take bribery. Ki ha-sheichet yavar eni chachomim v'yisala divrei tzadikim, because even the wise people also would lose out if they take sheichet. In other words, if you hear one side more than the other side, because somebody gives you a bribe, so even though you're a tzaddik, even though you're a chacham, still you're going to be neither to listen to that side more than the other side. Then that's not going to be a mishpat shalem. Now, a person always has to realize about yourself, you always turn to the side that you're always right. So even though you're thinking what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, the psak, the maskona, what your outcome can't be from you yourself. Of course, you still have to go to a rov, you still have to have a shayft and a shaytrim. You still have to ask the psak from a Talmud Chochem, from somebody that does not have any negiyas, from somebody that does not have any shaykhet. He does not turn one way more than the other way. He could really see the emes, the truth, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. We're only saying that things that are hidden, you're the only one that knows about it. So you yourself first have to think about it, to talk it over, to ask a shayla, to make sure what you think is right is really right, and if it's wrong, to ask a shayla to find out exactly what you are supposed to do from now on. The Pasuk Chafala says, Loisita lecho asheira koleitz, you should not plant any tree, eitzo mizbeach Hashem lekecho, near the mizbeach of Hashem, ashatasloch, that you should make for Hashem. Now, the pshat from this mitzvah is that near the Mizbeach or near the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to plant any trees at all. And the Rambam explains the reason why it's also today. The Rambam says because the Goyim, when they used to worship their Avodah Zorah, they used to plant trees there. So in order to keep us away from thinking about Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to plant trees in his Mizbeach or his Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara darshins from this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Zion, that says, Amar Rosh Lakish, kol ha-maimid dayin sheino hogin, whoever puts up a dayin, a judge, that's not fit to be one, is kilo noiteya asherah b'Yisrael. It's as if you're planting an asherah, posh it means, a tree that the goyim worship for Avodah Zorah. Shenema, that the Pasuk says right now, shayftim b'shayftim titin lechor, and the Torah Tamima once explained this Gemara, the pshat is that if they put up a dayan that's not fit, he's going to paskin, he's going to say the wrong halachas, and that's going to be mistalak the shechina from Klai Yisrael, it's going to take Hashem away from us. And the same way when you plant an Avodah Zorah, it also is mistalak, it takes away the shechina from Klai Yisrael. Now, what is the pshat from a dayan shloi hogun? What's called a dayan that's not fit to be a dayan? Really, the Gemara in Yevamah says, on Daf Kuftes, that lo'olam yira dayin atzmoy. A dayin, a judge, should always look at himself, ki'ilu cheruv manachas ben yakosov, as if a sharp sword, is right in front of him. In other words, if he paskins the wrong way, he could be killed. U'gehenems p'chusa loy mitachtov. And Gehenem is opened up right in front of him. In other words, a real dayan has to have yirah shemayim. He has to realize that it's in his hand now to say what's halacha, what's the right, what Hashem really wants you to do. And the only way you could do emes is by having this yirah in front of you, to realize that if you do make a mistake, you may be killed for it, Gehenim is open. So you have to really, really think strongly to make sure it's the emes. That's called a dayan, that's hogan. And if you don't act this way, the chur, that's called a dayan, it's not hogan. It's very nageya, anytime we have a rov, when you ask shailas to, you have to make sure he's a rov that's hogan, that has this yirah shemayim. And really, I once heard from Chaim Shalevitzal, used to say that he said also, like a Yisroel Slanta used to say, that a dayan is not only a real bezdin, a judge, but every single person has to be a dayan over himself also. And the pshat in this gemara is lo'elam, for always. That means every single second of the day. Lo'elam. Yira dayan atzma ki l'cher monachas ben yakosef. The whole day, all the shilas you have throughout the whole day, any question whether to do it or not to do it, you really have to put down with yira shemayim to think you're doing the right thing. Don't just take it lightly and say, nothing wrong, I could do it. You have to make sure it's a shaila, it's a din Torah, like a sarofa from Rashi. It's kedaihu minoy dayonim lahachros es Yisrael, and to keep klayis on Eretz Yisrael. This is a very, very important mitzvah to do, to have the shaytrim b'shaytrim. And we're saying it's coming down that every single person is his own dayin, and we have to be a dayin emes, a dayin hogun, that really does it with Yirah Shemayim. And if not, it may come out to be the wrong tzak, the wrong halacha, and that only causes that the Shechinah should go away from us, and that's mamish doima to planting an asherah, an avodah zarah. Then in Perek Yud Zayin, the Psukim talk about that if you find somebody in the city that worshipped an avodah zarah, the loch is you have to kill them. The first, Huga Dachov, Shemateb, Durash, Tehetev, Hini Emes, Nachan Adov, Nesat, Tuev, Azaz, Yisrael, you checked out very carefully with Tuedim that the person did the avera of avodah zarah. Then it says, V'yotzei, so it's Isha, who take this person out, or it's Isha, that they did the bad, and you have to stone him. And it says then in Pasuk Vov, Al pi shnayim edim o shloisha edim yumas ameis. With two or three edim, you kill the person. Lo yumas al pi edechot. But with one aid, you can't kill him. Then the Pasuk says, Yad edim tiya boi barishayna. The edim themselves, the two witnesses that saw this person do the avodah zarah, they have to be there first, lahamisoi, to kill him. In other words, they're the one, like by skill, you throw him off the cliff. They are the ones, the edim, the ones that saw this person do the avodah zarah, they have to be there to kill him. The yad kolom b'achron, everybody else is afterwards. Uviyarta horo mikibecha. You have to wipe out this beard from amongst us. In other words, the union of an einish, when we kill somebody, is the pshat is we want to take away that ra, that beard that was caused, the shirish of ra should be uprooted from us. And really, that's the reason why they say the edim themselves are the one that kill him, because the Edim, they are the witnesses that actually saw him do the Avera. And they saw the Ra, the bed, it affected them more than other people that just heard about that they did the bed. So therefore, the Edim that actually saw him doing the Avera, it affected him much more. He has to wipe out that shervish, that root of bed out of him. So he is the one to kill him, like to show how bad it is to do the Avera, and for that you deserve to have Misa. And everybody else come afterwards. Now the pasuk before says, "Api shnayim edim o shlosh edim," whether two or three. And the famous question is, if two edim are enough, why does the pasuk have to say shlosha, three? And the Gemara says to Darshan that if you do have three edim, and they're all saying false, all of them get punished for it. Like you should not think to say, since two are enough, the third one, the last one that came, is not malamurid, whether he said it or not, it doesn't make a difference. So he should not get punished if it's Edom Zomim or if he's saying a sheker. Kamashvila, no. That two and three, the third one also has the same malacha like the two. That's what the Medrash speaks out here. And the Medrash says, from here we learn out that if a third person that just is a tuffle to people doing bad, in other words, if the Edom are saying false, that they want to kill somebody else for no reason, the malacha of Edom Zomim is we kill him. So when you have three of them, it's the same malacha with all three. So the tofel, the person that just helps along, has an oinish as if he's doing the actual avera. So the Medrash says it's a kal v'choymel letzaratayv, that if people are going to do mitzvahs, and you help them along, you go along with them, even though you're only a tofel, you're only secondary, you are not the one that decided to do the mitzvah, you're only helping along the other people, you should know you'll also get back tremendous chayr, as if you are doing the mitzvah itself. Then Pasuk Ches says, Ki yipolei mimcha dover la mishpat ben dom l'dom, when you're not going to know exactly what the halacha is. In other words, even though there's a mitzvah to have shayftim b'shayftim b'chol ir v'ir, let's say those shayftim themselves are not sure exactly what the halacha is, so then the halacha is that v'kamto v'lisa l'mokom ashivcha Hashem l'techa boy. Then the mitzvah is to go up to the Bezdin HaGodol that's in Yerushalayim and ask them the question. Then the pasuk says, "Uvosel haKohanim haLeviim veLaShevet haShiyia bayomim heim." You should go up to Yerushalayim, and you have to go to the Kohen, to the Shevet that's there at that time, bayomim heim. And on this, Rashi brings down bayomim heim that the afilu enoy kishar Shevetim shayil ufonim, even though they're not as great as the Shevetim that were there before, at the Torah the Shmoyaloi, still you have to listen to him now. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, you only have the shofet that's there in your times. Like the Gemara says that yiftach b'doroi kishmul b'doroi. In other words, that every single door has their tzaddikim, has their gedolim. And we have to listen to the gedolim that we have in our times. Now, once said over from Chaim Shalevit Tzal, he once said a shmuz about this, that people make mistakes and people think that if we have the gedolim from the Friede Gaderis, if we would have right now Rav Kivega, if we would have right now Chaim Seif in front of us, the Gedolim from the generations of before, people think how great we would be. They don't look up to the Gedolim we have right now. They think, who are they? They're so small compared to the Gedolim before. And that's wrong, because if the Gedolim from the generations before would be here right now, we would not get from them. In other words, every generation needs their Gedolim. Hashem specially put out the Gedolim in the different generations, because each generation, the door themselves changed so much that for this generation now, this is the Gedol you need. And really there's a Chazal like this that is brought down by Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him every single door, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the manhig of that door. So the question they ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu all the manhigim, all the great leaders of Klal Yisrael. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show him each door, each generation, also the people? He should have just showed him all the manhigim, all the rulers, all the gedolim of each generation. And the Farshim want to say that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just showed Moshe Rabbeinu the manhigim, the gedolim. It could be that the gadol doesn't look like a gadol. Moshe would say, how could you point such a person? He should be the gadol. And the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him the door. If you see the generation, you see the people of this generation, this is the Gadol that's fit for them. As the Pasuk is saying right now, Ein lecho lekamto v'lisa el ha-shofet ha-sheyiya b'yom ha-mehem, that you should go to the shofet that's going to be at that time. Now the Gemara says, Ein lecho l'shofet sheb yomecho. You know, every single generation has their shofet, their Gadol that's fit for that generation. And we should not go and think, oh, how great it would be if we'd have the Gedolim from the generations before. We have to know that Hashem gives us Gedolim in every single generation, and we have to take advantage of what we have. And he wants to explain there, and that's why it's brought down, that in the time of the Gro, when the Gro was alive, the Pesach of that time was the Nedev Yehuda. Not the Gro. And the question was, how come people used to talk to the Nedev Yehuda more, like he used to have, he has Shalat Teshuvahs, he had tzveikis, he had doubts what to do. So he passed him in a suffix, this is what you should do. Like you used to say, how come people didn't go so much to the Gro? There he would tell you clearly exactly what to do. And he used to say that the pshat is that the Gro was so great, he was greater than his generation. Therefore the generation cannot get that much out of him. The generation got more out of the Nedev Yehuda. Like we're saying now, we have to take advantage of the Gedolim we have in our generation, and we should not go and say they're not so great, they don't know anything, they're not as good as the Gedolim before. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single generation their Gedolim for what they need. And like the next Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Al pi ha-Torah she-yerucha, according to the Torah that they'll teach you, V'al ha-mishpat ha-she-yoymu l'cho tase, you should do. Lo isosur min ha-dover ha-she-yagidu l'cho yomenu smil. Do not turn away from what they tell you, right or left. In other words, this is the mitzvah's essay to listen to Chachamim. Loisosur, don't go away from what they tell you, but we have to listen to the Chachamim. And Rashi brings down the famous Rashi, what does it mean, Yomin Usmerl, right or left? That Afilu Oimelecho, Al Yemin Shu Smerl, even if they tell you what you think is right, is your right hand, they'll tell you it's the left. The Al Smerl Shu Yemin, even something you think is the left part, they'll tell you it's the right part, you have to believe them. In other words, you think it's the right, you think it's the left, but really the Chachamim know more than you, you have to listen to them. The Chol Shechein, Shaymelecho Al Yemin, Yemin, V'Al Smel, Smel. That's the Sefri. But I call upon him, this is the mitzvah of Emunas Chachamim, to have belief in what the Talmid Chachamim tell us. They are right. Even though sometimes we think we know more than them, they're making a mistake. It's not that way. There's a special Indian of Siyata Dishmaya, that Yisoyed Hashem Yireyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells his Yireyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells his beloved, his Sadikim, special Soydois, they know the Emes. They are the ones to teach us what's the right way, what to do, what's right and what's wrong. And not that we should decide what's right and what's wrong. All right, turn over. Now what you do on this mitzvah, this loisasai of loisosur, not to go against the Chachamim, is the famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam says from here, it's a mitzvah deraisa to listen to the Chachamim. So whenever the Chachamim, the Rabbonim, came up and made a mitzvah, made a takana, we have to listen to them from this mitzvah of Loisosur. So it comes up really whatever the Chachamim tell us to do, it's really like the Torah is telling us to do it also. And on this, the Ramban asks, how could that be? That every Sofet Rabbonim should be Lechumra, just like a Sofet Yerais is Lechumra, Sofet Rabbonim should also be Lechumra. So Ramban learns that what they tell us to do is only like a mitzvah mid Rabbonim. True, there's a mitzvah to listen to them. But exactly what they do, that's not considered if the Torah is telling us that we should listen, we should do it. And the pshat they say in the Rambam is that even though the Torah is telling us not to listen to the Chachamim, so whatever the Chachamim says as if the Torah is telling us to do it, still a suffix of the Rabbanim is the Kula, because that's the way the Chachamim told us to do it. The Chachamim told us to listen to them only when it's for sure. But whenever we have a doubt if we're supposed to do it or not, that was the Hagdorah, that was the mitzvah mit Rabbonin, that min ha-sofik, we do not have to do it. Then after Sheni, the Pasuk talks about the mitzvah to appoint the king, and the Pasuk says, ki sovo yel oretz, asher Hashem olakech loisen loch, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, the yirishto, the yishavto bo, you'll sit down in Eretz Yisrael, the yomart, and you will say, o simo alai melech, let's appoint upon us a king, kechol hagoyim asher sviboisov, like all the other nations that are among us. So the Pasuk says, Soim tosim olecha melech, you should appoint upon yourself a king, asher yivchar Hashem olakecha boi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose. Mikerav achecha tosim olecha melech, he has to be another Jew from your brothers, not a goy. Loisuchu losseis olecha ish nochri asher lo yachichahu, you're not allowed to appoint a nochri, a stranger that's not from your brothers. This is a mitzvah essay, like the Chinuch brings down, to appoint a king after you come into Eretz Yisrael. Like really the Gemara dashins that Tani Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Sholosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael b'chnisos l'oretz. There are three special mitzvahs Klai Yisrael had when they first came into Eretz Yisrael. Lahamed lo ha-melech, that was the first mitzvah to appoint a king. Or lahachriz azara shalomolik, then they had to go to kill out all the Amalekim. V'livnois lem beis abchirin, then to build the beis abchirin. And the Gemara Dashan from this Pasuk, it's a mitzvah essay to appoint a king. And the Chinuch explains that the sherish of this mitzvah is, ki lo yiskayim yishuv om b'sholem ebiltizir. There won't be peace and nice living together without a king. You need a rush, you need somebody to lead you, that there should be yishuv, nice living together peacefully. Now the Mefarshim asked the question that the first Pasuk says, that when you come to Eretz Yisrael with your marto, and you will say, like Osimo Alai Melech, let's appoint upon us a king, Kechol Hagoyim Asher Sviboisov, like all the other nations that are around us. So the question is, we know what happened at the time of Shmuel, when Klal Yisrael came to ask for a king, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very angry at them. And there it says, because the Yidden said, the Jews said, let's have a king like the other Goyim have kings. And Hashem got very angry, it wasn't the right way to ask for a king. The question is, here the Torah says also like that. The Torah says, That we should have a king like all the other nations that have. So what was the big chet that happened? Bimei Shmuel. So the Ramban over there asked the question, and the Ramban learns that the Pasuk now is saying really a nevuah. The Pasuk is not saying something that's right, what you should do. Rather, the Pasuk is just saying the asidus, what Klai Yisrael is eventually going to do. Like, v'yomartu means this is what you're going to do. V'yomartu asim olay melech. You're going to ask for a king, and the reason, t'chol agoyim ashesh v'yvoysoy. In other words, really, this is not what Hashem wants from us. Just the Torah is saying, the Torah is nevuah, the Torah is saying the future, what is going to happen. Other Mepharshim learn, no. Other Mepharshim learn that the Torah here is explaining the mitzvah of having a king. And there's a difference from the way Klai Yisrael asked for it, Bimei Shmuel, that at that time it was an Aveira. And the Hen Mekdover once explained, really like the Chinuch we just said, that the Chinuch says that the Indian of having a king is that there should be peace. That the people should live peacefully one another. In other words, the king is not here really to paskin shailus, tell us what the mishpat, what the din is. To tell us what the halacha is, that we have shayftim. For that purpose, we have a bezdin. For actually going out to fight, to have mechama, for that is a special inyan of a mechamas reshus, mechamas mitzvah. We have to rely on the v'tumim. We have a special melech for that. We have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that's what the pasuk says, v'chol agoyim, it doesn't really mean just like the other nations have a king. When the other nations have a king, the king is the total ruler. He makes up the laws. He goes out to fight. When he is killed, they're a lost nation. He is the ruler over the whole nation. By Klai Yisrael, it's not that way. The ruler is still a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's still a Bezdin. There are still other halachas. The purpose of the king is just to make the domestic laws how to keep peace between one another, between the Klai Yisrael. So that's from this pasuk also. That's where the Hei Mekdover learns. That os osimu alai melech to chol hagoyim ashesh vivoisoi means just the way the nations live. The same way the nation lives in peace. Because to have a ruler over them, to teach them how to be in peace, that's why you have to have a melech over Klai Yisrael also. But as far as milchama goes, or as far as shayftim goes, to make the laws, that's not in the hands of the melech. So that was the chet. By Bimei Shmuel, there Klai Yisrael came and said, they should make upon us v'shavteinu makenu. That they want Kukol Hagoyim. They want our king to be a Shefet also. He should be the one to paskin to make up the halachis. That's the way the Goyim do. But that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klai Yisrael to do. Then the pasuk says about the king, Rak lo yarba lo isusim, he should not have too many horses, for lo yoshev esom Mitzrayim. In order that he should not bring his nation to come back to Mitzrayim, leman harba isus, in order to get more horses. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told us not to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. So from here, the Mepharshim bring down that there's a mitzvah not to live in Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to live there. But really, they ask the question, the Torah is telling us the mitzvah now for the king not to have too many horses. So why does the Torah have to explain itself to say why, say the reason here, more than other mitzvahs? Why does it say the reason in order not to want to go back to Mitzrayim? Mepharshim say because the reason is telling us a new mitzvah, that there's such a mitzvah not to live in Mitzrayim. The question Mepharshim asked, how come we know there were people that did go back tzaddikim to live in Mitzrayim? Even the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. The Torah is telling us we're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. So there are a few different roots in. Some want to say the Easter is only to go from Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim. But to go a different route, you are allowed to go. Some say the only asid to live in Mitzrayim when the Mitzrayim were living there. But now after Sancheriv came and mixed them all around, that the real Mitzrayim are not living in Mitzrayim anymore, so now we are allowed to live there. And the third thing is that the only asset of this generation now not to live in Mitzrayim, but the Duris, you are allowed to live in Mitzrayim. I call upon him here, the Torah says the reason not to have too many horses, in order not to want to go back to Mitzrayim, where they have a very, very good horses there. Then the Pasuk says, lo yar b'lo noshim, he's not have too many wives. The same thing below Yosser Lavavoy, that his wife should not turn away his heart. The Chesed Azov Layar Beloy, the same thing, he shouldn't have too much money. That's also the same thing. It's explaining that these are halachas. You have to watch yourself not to have things that will take you away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the Pasuk says, V'hoi Yikishifte Yakise Mamlachte, when he's sitting on his throne like, V'chosav Lo Yes Mishnah Torah. He has to have two Sifrei Torah, like Rashi says. Achash Yimunachas the Beis Gnozoi, one that he has hidden in his treasure, the Achash Yenechneset V'yotzi Imoi, and one that always goes out and stays with him. al sefer milafnei hakahanim alavim. Then the pasuk says yutes v'hoy se'imoy. The sefer Torah has to be with him. The korah boy and he has to read from it kol yemei chayiv, all his lifetime. Leman yilmoid liyiros Hashem lakov, that he should learn to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lishmur as kol divrei Torah zois v'tachukim oela lasoisim. In order to do all the mitzvahs, and the reason why there's a special mitzvah for the melech to have a special sefer Torah and to always learn from it, like the next pasuk says, because levilti rum levavoy, in order that he should not become extolled in his heart, me'echa from the rest of his brothers, ulevilti surman and mitzvah yom l'smoil, and the melech, if you feel great upon yourself, it's very easy to turn away, not to do the mitzvahs the right way. So therefore the Torah has to warn the king, even though you're the melech, and you're the one that everybody has to give you cover to, like Melech Shemoch LaKvoidei Ein Kvoidei Mochel, we are not allowed to forgive. A king cannot forgive on his cover, his respect. Klal Yisrael has to respect the king. Still, the king himself has to make sure not to exalt himself, to go away from doing the mitzvahs. And therefore, he has to learn the Torah Kol Yemei Chayiv. And therefore, Leman Yaruch Yomam Amalachto Yehu Uvon of the Kerev Yisrael. If he does this, if he does learn, then from this will come out, he'll have an arichas yomim, he'll have a long life. And it's interesting, the Mefarshim say that after the pasuk says, the korah boy, kol yemei chayav, the king has to read from the Torah all his life, that means that shenichnas imoy, the sefer Torah has to go wherever he goes. That kushu nichnas lir, nichnesas imoy, ukushu yoshev bedin hi imoy, ukushu meisev lesuda ha sefer Torah kenegdoi, wherever he is, he's passing a shayla, he's eating, he's lying down, he always has to have the Sefer Torah with him. And the pasuk says, Laman yilmoid liyiras Hashem lakov, he'll learn to have yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sefri says that the pshat is that Shahat Talmud mevila de yira, from learning the Torah, you'll come to have yira, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yira Mevila De Shemira. If you have fear from Hashem, that will bring you to watch, to make sure you do the mitzvah the right way. O Shemira Mevila De Maisa. And by watching yourself, being very careful to do the mitzvahs, you'll eventually come Lidei Maisa to do the mitzvahs. And really, this is like the Sefer Matzilas Yeshorim that goes on the Braisa on the Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer. That the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings down that Mikanam Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer. That Torah mevilu de zehirus. If you learn Torah, bring it to the midah of zehirus. Zehirus mevilu de zerizus. Zerizus mevilu de nekias. Nekias mevilu de precious. Precious mevilu de tyra. Tyra mevilu de chasidus. Chasidus mevilu de anova. Anova mevilu de yiraschet. Yiraschet mevilu de kedusha. Kedusha mevilu de ruach kodesh. Ruach kodesh mevilu de tchias amesim. In other words, and just for the hezber of this, you have to learn through the whole sefer Masil Sesharim. But just by sitting down to learn Torah, it builds you up from one madrega to a bigger madrega, until finally you come to a Baal Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Rav Chaim Shmuel Eberdesal has a shmuz about this, and he asks, like, how come Lamaisa we don't see so much like this? We see people sat down to learn Torah, they came to the day Talmud, but we don't see them come to so much Tehirah Zerizus, we don't see them come to so much Yirah Shemayim, and so much Maisa. How come? Here we're saying by learning Torah, like by the Melech, he has this mitzvah to learn Torah in order to come to the midah of Yira, to come to big midah. And he explained that the mila of the melech was, like we just said, kol yemei chayiv means that he has to learn the Torah without a hefsek, to seder, without a break. If you do mitzvahs, if you learn Torah without a break, without a hefsek hadat, without taking out time, then you will come to all these great madregas, like your Pinchas Ben Yura says. Like it says, even the Gemara Sanhedrin on the Chafalav says, that really there's a habit to say that the king even has to take the Sefer Torah with him into the Beis HaKisi, into the Beis HaMerchatz. But we have a pasuk that says, no, b'hoyse imoy, it means b'mokam aruy l'kriya. But without the special pasuk, there was a half a minute to think that a king even has to have the Sefer Torah with him in the Beis HaMerchatz, when he's taking a shower, or in the Beis HaKisi. In other words, that's called learning without a hefsik, without taking out time, without being a tzir das. So these haftochis, that through learning, will bring you to all these great madregas. The ikar haftochis is if you learn to say the without hafsekim, without intervals. However, the way we do that, we have too many intervals in between, that's why we don't see that much fruit. But I'll call upon him as much as we could, of course we have to do it, the little bit we do at a time, we start off, eventually, we'll come to do more and more. Then the Torah talks about the mishpat of the Kohanim, exactly how we have to act with the Kohanim and Leviim, that they do not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but rather, Ishi Hashem v'nachlosa yechelun. In other words, there's a mitzvah to give them trumois, maestros, give them matnas kuhuna. It talks about Indian, how we take care of the Kohanim. Then the Pesukim talk about that lo yimotzei v'chor mavri b'no yavita v'esh chesum k'sam amoinin u'menachesh u'mechashesh. People should not go after witchcraft. V'chor v'chor v'sholev yedoni v'dorah shalom eisim. Ki soy v'as Hashem kol oise eilu Hashem hates anybody does these things. V'v'glala tu'eva yis eilu Hashem l'kecho m'ru shoysim epenecho. If you do these bad things, Hashem will throw us out from Eretz Yisrael. Rather the Pesuk ends off right before Chamishi, that tomim tiyeh im Hashem l'kecho. We should always be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, what's the smichas? How come after talking about a king, the mitzvah of appointing the melech, do we talk about the mishpat of the kohanim, and we talk about not to go after witchcraft, not to go after kaisam ksamim moinenum nachesh mechashesh? So some of the Farshim want to say this is like the nevuah, like what happened with Shaul. We know Shaul did two chatoyim. Shaul's two chatoyim was he killed out Noiv Ira kohanim. He did not have enough respect for the kohanim. And no one didn't, he was Shaul v'oiv yedoyim. So like now the Torah is warning a king to be very careful to be, first of all, be noyeh covet, give respect to kohanim. They are special people. You see there's a special mitzvah to give them matnas kuna. And secondly, be careful not to go after witchcraft. Don't ask Shaul v'oiv yedoyim. But rather like the pasuk ends off, tomim tiyim Hashem l'kechem. We should always rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says, tomim tiyim, Rashi says, Hisalach imay b'tmimus. Go with him wholeheartedly. With a tzapaloi and hope for him. For like techak erachar asidus, don't look and try and find out what's going to happen in the future. Ela kol ma sheyov yalecha, anything that's going to happen to you, kabel b'tmimus. Accept it upon yourself. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Then you're going to be in a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we don't go after the test of witchcraft, what's going to happen, what's going to be the future, but rather we only have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, we accept it upon ourselves. And the Reim say this is a mitzvah sesei of tomim tiyim im Hashem l'kecho. Whatever happens to us, we always have to realize this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. We have to accept it. We have to be tomim, completely relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in any other factor, any other type of way to find out what's going to happen. Then after Shishi in Perek Chof, the Pasuk says, Ki seitze la'molchom aloyevecho. When you go to have war against your enemies, for iso sus v'rechav am rav mimcho, when you see a lot of people coming, a lot of chariots, is loisiru mehem, there's a lot of haturi, you're not allowed to be afraid of them. Ki Hashem olokech imoch, that the Kodesh Baruch was with you. Ha malchum eros Mitzrayim, that took us out of Mitzrayim. Again, Pasuk Beis, for hoya ke korobchem el hamochoma, when you become close to have the war, v'nigash ha-koin v'dibur elom, that the Kohen has to go to the people and speak to the people. And this was a special king, HaMashuach, Muhammad, that was appointed just to be the leader-like of the war. And he should talk to them in Lashon HaKodesh, Rashi says, the Yomar Aleim, and this king, the Melech HaMashuach, has to tell them, Shema Yisrael, listen, Atem Krevim Hayom LaMuhammad Aleivechem, you are going now to have war against your enemies. Al Yerach Levavchem, your heart should not be faint. The Al Tiru, don't be afraid. The Al Tachbezu, and don't like hurry. The Al Taratsu Mifneim. Again, don't be terrified because of them. In other words, like we'll soon speak out, the Chinuch says there are four different lavim here. Four different averis that when you go to have a war against the enemies, you are not allowed to be afraid of them. Why? The Pasuk says in Dalid, Ki Hashem Olokechem Ohelechim Ochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with you. Li Lochem to fight Lochem for you. Imoivechem Lohishiachem. Hashem is the one to help you. Therefore, you're not allowed to be afraid of these goyim. And at the beginning of the Pasuk, that it says, V'yomar Aleihem Shema Yisroel, so Rashi brings down and says that, Afilu Ein Bochem Tchus, Ela Kriya Shmo Bulvad, that like the only mitzvah you have, the people that are going to war, is only for the fact that they do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. They say Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, is Kedai Atem Shoshiyachem. It's worthy, you're worthy of being saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So So in other words, we have this love now not to be afraid of war when you see the goyim there, but rather have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch. So the question of Chaim Shmuel Levinstein used to ask, like, how is it possible the Torah to give a love, like, to not to be afraid when you go to have war? Like, that's the Metzias. When you go to have war, you see blood, you see the guns, you see the shooting, you get scared, your heart gets, you become afraid. So this is an instant, like, you're an honest, like. Like, how could the Torah give you a love not to be afraid, not to be terrified by war? If in the Metzias is, you're in the middle of the war, you see the blood, you see everything, you get afraid. How is it possible for the Torah to give a love? Like we said, not only one lav, but it's four lavim here. How is that possible? And the Chaim Zatzal used to explain like this, to say that, true, right now you're an ons. Right now it's your madrega, that you're at war and you become afraid of the goyim, the enemy, you're an ons, like it's forced upon you. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is that beforehand, you should have been Isaac in Yirah Shemayim, you should have been at such a high madrega in Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should not come to be afraid of Hashem. So the tefillah, what Hashem wants from us is, we have to prepare ourselves and build ourselves up with so much Yirah Shemayim that when we come to such a stage at war, we should not be afraid. So it's not enough to say that right now I'm an honest. True, right now it's forced upon you. You can't help yourself. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us is that we should have prepared ourselves beforehand to be at a bigger madrega of Yirah Shemayim. And he used to explain this, the same shot by Sarah. It's brought down that the Malach spoke to Sarah and it said that Sarah started to laugh. So then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that Sarah, why did you laugh? Sarah answered back and said, Loiki Sechokti. She said, no, I didn't laugh. The question was, did she or didn't she laugh? Like, how come Sarah said she didn't laugh? If really she did laugh. And they wanted to explain like this, that really Sarah, she did laugh a little bit when she first heard the news that she didn't have a child. But the laughing then was an instinct. It was like an honest. She didn't really mean to. As soon as she got to her senses, right away she realized that the Dvar Hashem is saying, you're going to have a child, she believed it right away. But just the first second, the first instinct, it was like a laugh to her. So she said, Lo tzachakti, nor I did not laugh, because when I came to my senses, I did not mean to laugh. But the tefillah was still upon Sarah, that your first instinct, the honest, why did you laugh right away, that first second? True, you were an honest at that time, but you should have been at a bigger madrega of Yiras Hashem, Bitochen in Hashem, that no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, even your instinct should be to believe it, to believe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you. In other words, even if you'd wake somebody up in the middle of the sleep, and the first second you tell him something, the instinct has to be that you're a bateach, you have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever Hashem says, you'll believe and accept. Then the psukim go on to say, that the Dibru Hashaitu Melom Lemo Mirish Hashabono Vayishchodesh, who built the new house, Leichanocha, didn't go to live there yet, is Yerech Yoshev Levesa. He has the right to go home, he does not have to go to war. Ten Yomas Bamachom Vishacha Yachnechenu. That maybe he'll die in the war and someone else will take it over. The next Pasuk, Mirish Hashanotza Kerim, who planted a vineyard, Leichilullah Yerech Yoshev Levesa, didn't come to eat the grapes yet, he has the right to go home. Again, ten yomas ba'mechama, maybe you'll die at war, v'yish'acha yichalalenu. Or the next pasuk, zayin, v'mi'ish asher eras isha, who married his wife, v'ler lekoch, he didn't make nisuyim yet, yeleth v'yoshav lebeis, he has a right to go home, ten yomas ba'mechama, v'yish'acha yikochenu. Then it says again, v'yosfu ha'shaitrim l'davr elam, the shaitrim will come and gather together to speak to the people, v'yomru, they will say, mi'yo'ish ha'yorei v'rachalevo. Who is the person that is a fear, has fear, and has a faint heart? Is Yelech v'yoshev l'vaysay. Let him go home. For lo yimas es levav echov kilvavoy. That he should not make his other brothers also have a faint heart. They should also not be afraid of the mechama. So in order not to cause the other people to be faint, there's this mitzvah for you to go home and not to bother the other ones. So Rashi brings down the famous Gemara in Saita, that Hayore Varach Alevov, Rabbi Kibuimer, Kimashmo. It means literally somebody that feels faint or is afraid of the war, so he does not have the right, he should not go to fight, because we're afraid maybe he'll bother the other ones. Rabbi Yosef Gliluimer, it means Hayore Meyaverish Abiyodi. Somebody that's afraid because he has a lot of Averis. Or the Kartol Soloi Terva Lachter Abayas Makarim Visha. That's Pshan the Psukim before also, that it says if you have a new house, a new wife, a new Kerem, you have a right to go back home is lachasos alachosim b'shvil averus shebiyodim. Really, it's talking about the people that did averus and they're afraid they'll die at war. But in order not to embarrass them, that they should not say we're going back because we did averus, they'll say we're going back because one of those reasons. The haroya, people that see them going back home, is oimer shema bonavayis. They'll say maybe this person built a new house. True, or not a kerem or yeres ishim. So therefore, the Torah gave them a way out not to embarrass these people. But our core point in the end of this last passage says, "V'lo yimas es levav echad kilvavoi," that you should not make your other brothers also faint and be afraid of the war. So the Ramban brings down here from the Bahag that this is a mitzvah loisasei. Shlo yimna miloshev shlo yimas levav echad kilvavoi. There's a loisasei if you do not go home. In other words, if you're such a person that you know you're going to be afraid by war, and by you being afraid, you're going to cause other people around you also to be afraid. There's a law for you, you have to go home. And if you do not go home, you still go to war, you're over a law. The terrorist says, don't go to war if you know you're going to be afraid and bother the other people. And Reb Chaim also used to say about this pasuk, that even though the pasuk is talking about Muhammad when you go to have a war, not to bother the other people, to make them feel bad, it's lav dafka by Muhammad, but it's kol yimei chayev. Anytime that you have a terror to do something bad, you have to do it. Make sure you don't make other people do it also. You're not a machta yesarabim. Like really the Gemara says, what's called chilul Hashem? But chilul Hashem, that's the worst avera there is, that you have no kapara for it, or it's very hard to have a kapara. The Gemara says, hechi domi chilul Hashem. So Rashi explains over there, the Gemara in Yuma, that chilul Hashem is the thing is that people learn out from you to do bad. If you cause other people to do bad because of you, that's the real chet of chilul Hashem. In other words, not only did you do the Averi yourself, but you also cause other people to do the Averi they learn out from you. That's a terrible thing, that's Chil Hashem. That thing of this pasuk also, V'lo yimas es levav echad. Do not make your other brothers also feel bad. Because if you have to do something, if you know you're doing something wrong, do it privately. Don't let other people know about it, not to cause other people to also do bad. And me'izah gisa, the biggest chus we could have is, kol ha'mazak yesarabim, ein chet bo ha'yodoy. That that people are mazaka the rabbin, the help of other people, make them do mitzvahs. That's the greatest thing we could have. That's the schus, the opposite of chilul Hashem. That's the meaning of a kiddush Hashem. A kiddush Hashem is the fact that we cause other people also to do mitzvahs, other people also to learn, other people also should learn out from our good actions to do good things. That's what we have to take out from here, to always try and be a mazaka as a rabbin, to help other people, to mechazik them, that they also should go on the right derech. Then after Shvi, the pasuk talks about the mitzvah of mechemes harishut, that if you go to have war because you want to conquer a city, so the pasuk says v'chisikra v'alir lilochim oleho v'karosa eleho l'sholem. You have to first try and make peace. Voyim sholem tanche, if they answer back and say they want to be at peace with you, and you, then they want to work for you, they want to be our slaves, then the law is we're not allowed to kill them out, but rather we have to make shalom with them. It's only if they don't accept the peace, they want to come and fight, then we have a right to fight them. And the Chinuch explains that Mishorshe Mitzriz Lefisha Midas Arachmonis He Midas Taiva. We're always supposed to have mercy on people. For Royal Lona Zera Kodesh Lesnoig Bo B'cholinyone Gam Moivim. Even with our enemies, when we go to fight them, we should also have Rachmonis upon them. So therefore, it's only Mechemes Harishut. In other words, we're not talking about the seven Amim, the seven nations, that there's a mitzvah badafka to kill them out, like the pasuk says later. And shlelahach yes neshama mishiva amamim. There's a mitzvah says say not to let any one of them live. There the terrorist says to go kill them out, don't have rachmonis on them. But when a mechemes harishus, not from the seven nations. We hear it's only if we want to conquer them, at metchila, at the beginning, we have to have mercy upon them to give them the chance to make shalom with us and not to go to fight them. And it's interesting, right after this, the Torah talks about two different mitzvahs. One is the law of Baal Tashchis, not to destroy things. Like it says, Ki Sosur El Ir, Yom Rabin Lelochim Alel Lesosha Les Tashchis Es Eitzo. When you're capturing the city, don't stomp, break down its wood. Then Doyachalov, the garrison, Kimimimenu Seichel, because from this tree, if it's an apple tree, you can eat from it. The Yoysel Es Sichros, not destroy it. Ki Yodam Eitza Sod Lobim of Nechel Bamotzer. In other words, it's a law of Baal Tashchis not to destroy things that you could use. Don't destroy this fruit, this tree. Rak Eitza Shapeta Kler Eitz Meichelu. Only if a tree you know doesn't give off any fruit, then you're allowed to knock it down. So what's the smicha say? The pshant is, after Mechama, you think you're allowed to go and destroy everything, you have to know, no, there's a midas of Rachmanis. You're allowed to destroy only when you have to. But if you don't have to destroy, like a tree here, you don't have to knock down the tree, don't destroy, don't get used to this midah of destroying. And that's why the next mitzvah, the end, after Perek, Chafalef talks about Indian of Egla Rufa. If you find somebody dead in the field, so the city that's closest to it has to bring an Egla Rufa. What is the smichas here? Again, because we're talking about Muhammad now. We're talking about fighting Nechemes Rishus. And the next parasha talks about Kiseitel Muhammad. When you go out to have Muhammad, you may think it's like nothing to kill people. You have a right to kill people. No, you have to realize to know the meaning of Egla Rufa. Even though one person was found dead, we have to be very worried about it. And to know it's a tremendous chet, a tremendous avera to kill somebody. And for every life that goes, we have to feel very bad about it. Like it says, V'chozikni irahu akrevim alechlal, yirchatsu eshedeyim al ha'egla harufa banochal. V'yonu v'yomru yodeinu le'shofcha. Es hadom azev yoneinu le'ro. Kaper li'amcho yisrol asher b'disa Hashem. We have to ask for forgiveness. And it's brought down that why does the gedolim, why does the zekanim? Because it says, like Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Yodeinu lo shavcha." We did not kill him. That's what the zekanim have to say. So Rashi says, "V'chiyosa aleiv shazikne bezdin shayv chedamim heim." Do we think that the zekanim of bezdin they are the ones that killed somebody? Ela lo reinu upatranu b'lei mezoinis. Could be we didn't feed him enough. Over lo levoya, we didn't act nice enough to them. That's why it came out that the person died. But I call upon him, we learn now from the Sinyan Egla Rufa what it means for one soul to go. So even though we have at times the right to kill people through Muhammad, we still have to know when we're allowed to, we're allowed to. But when you're not allowed to, it's a terrible thing, Misa. That's why the Torah now talks about the Pasha of Egla Rufa in the middle of the Pashas of Muhammad. All right, we'll stop here.